Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
Hi, thanks for tuning into the Family Gamers. This is Corey, and I'm here with my daughter, and today we're giving you a new Snap Review of Where's Mr. Wolf, the cooperative memory game from Blue Orange Games. Like all games from Blue Orange, Where's Mr. Wolf comes with a whole lot of quality components. The cardboard is really nice and thick, the illustrations are very gorgeous, and Where's Mr. Wolf has some fun 3D elements to it. You build up little huts that are the barns, and the barns are where we're going to put our matching memory tokens inside of when we find the animals who belong in those barns, and we lay them out on the field, and we put all the animal tokens all over the farmyard. Now, what do we do on our turn?
What we do on our turn is whatever flower we pick, if it was an animal and it was matching on the card, then you would put it in the barn that says that. And if you picked a wolf, then you would put that wolf back down, move the wolf to one rock. And if the wolf gets to this rock before you finish all the barns, then the wolf wins. If you get the barns all good,
all
then
done,
you
yep.
win.
That's right. How many barns are there?
Four barns.
That's right. There's four barns, and on top of each barn at the beginning of the game, you lay out a card that has either a picture of two or three animals on the top.
Yep.
And these animal cartoons are so cute. They're really perfectly age-appropriate of these cute little cartoon farm animals. And of course, there's also Mr. Wolf, who, even though he's supposed to be scary and threatening, even he looks kind of cute, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mr. Wolf is this nice wood token that moves along the rock path
mm-hmm.
that my daughter was telling you about before. So to play the game, you work together by flipping over the flower tokens, and you try to help your teammates. Instead of regular memory where you're competing against each other and you're trying to fool the other person maybe or get them to flip over the wrong thing, in this one, you warn each other, no, don't flip that one over. That was Mr. Wolf. And instead, you work together to try to get all the animals back into their assigned barns, and then you win. But you have to be careful because it's really easy to accidentally put an animal into a barn that, like, when the picture of the barn says a pig and a sheep, you can only put one pig and one sheep in there. And if the team accidentally puts more than one pig or one sheep in, then we still lose because we filled the barn too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Daddy, can I tell the part if there's too many cars?
Yes, you should tell them that, yeah. What happened? We found out there's an impossible draw, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if there is cards that has more pictures, there's like three of each animals, and has more pictures of the same animal, then it's very impossible because there's only three of each animal.
That's right, yep. There's only three flowers with each animal on them, and so you have to make sure that you don't flip over cards where you end up with more than three assigned in the game, right?
And also, there is five wolves.
Yeah, no, four. There's four wolves.
Four wolves.
There's four wolves and five stones for the wolf to travel on. So for you to lose, you gotta at least mess up accidentally and flip over one of those wolf tokens twice, which is where the cooperative part really comes into play, because you really want to help your teammates remember not to flip over a wolf token.
And
right?
You also gotta remember where those wolves are.
That's right. How many players can play? Do you remember?
Four.
Four, yep, up to four. It can actually do, there's even a variation in the rules to play all by yourself if you want to do it solitaire. But you can play up to four, and it only takes 15 minutes to play, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's too long, too short, or just right?
Just right.
Just right? Do you like playing it again as soon as you're done?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times do you ask me if we can play again as soon as we're done playing?
Maybe like three, maybe ten.
Maybe
that's
ten.
How much I love this game.
How many stars would you give this game?
Ten.
10 stars? Is it your favorite game?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's my favoriteest.
It's your favoriteest right now?
Yeah.
Do you think other kids should get it and they'd enjoy it too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a fun game that the littlest ones of your family can learn and play with maybe their big brothers and big sisters or with their grown-up helpers, we definitely recommend Where's Mr. Wolf from Blue Orange Games.
Mm-hmm.